is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free, bring up whatever you want, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you this evening, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
And we invite you to the website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features there for free. The main feature actually allows you to control the content of the site. You find something online that you think's interesting, you submit it as show prep to freetalklive.com, and then other listeners can vote on it. You can vote on things as well, and the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the website. So it's a social bookmarking site just for our listeners. Go to freetalklive.com, get interactive, and you'll find that it's all totally free. Once again, freetalklive.com.
And that's really the best way to get a story to us. We look at that every single day while we do our show prep, so the stories that are at the top are the ones that are more likely to get read, and, you know, it's the best way to enter a story.
Yep. In fact, by the way, coming up, Michelle's going to tell us about her experience with Harry Potter. And I guess that you've just started watching.
I have, and I'm so excited.
So Michelle has
I'm squirming.
Right, she's just now getting into the Harry Potter thing. So we're going to give her a chance to express herself on that issue. But first, the news is coming out of Washington, D.C., and it is not so great. From Reason.com's blog, the Department of Justice sent out a memo on Wednesday instructing the head of the Drug Enforcement Administration and leading officials in the U.S. Attorney's Office to treat medical marijuana shops as top priorities for prosecutors and drug investigators. Quote, persons who are in the business of cultivating, selling, or distributing marijuana and those who knowingly facilitate such activities are in violation of the Controlled Substances Act, regardless of state law. Consistent with resource constraints and the discretion you may exercise in your district, such persons are subject to federal enforcement action, including potential prosecution.
Now, this is absolutely contrary to what Barack Obama said he was going to do when he ran for president.
Didn't he say he was going to lay off the medical
states? That was my understanding of it. The idea, we're going to get out of Iraq, which, you know, what was it, the deadliest month this month in Iraq in the last 3 years?
Mm.
So, I mean, obviously, we aren't out of Iraq if we are the United States and he is in charge of the military, so don't act like he couldn't do anything about it.
State laws and local
Big
ordinances.
Fat liar. Transparency, my butt.
The memo continues. State laws or local ordinances are not a defense to civil or criminal enforcement of federal law with respect to such conduct, including enforcement of the CSA, which is the Controlled Substances Act. So, you know, they're pounding it. They're saying, we're coming after you, medical states. Your laws won't protect you. We're the federal government and we are God. The memo, authored by Deputy Attorney General James Cole, clarifies a memo released in 2009 that declared medical marijuana sales in states that have legalized it to be a low priority for law enforcement and prosecutors. So remember, that was after he was elected, Mark. It was afterwards that they'd made this statement like, yeah, we're not so concerned with the medical marijuana states anymore.
After he mockingly said, yeah, I inhaled.
Yep, and
we've had, what, the last three presidents have been drug users,
mm-hmm.
and these hypocrites...
And abusers.
Yeah, and these hypocrites have gone, are going after people who've done the same thing they've done.
Mark, right. You have to understand that they know what's best for you, and, you know, you
apparently
are...
Apparently they do.
They're well-educated, Harvard, Yale, another Yale...
Well-educated... Drug users.
Most of the people at Harvard and Yale are using pot to get high, not for medical purposes. So, really, they use pot to get high. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but they're targeting people who are using pot to feel better.
Yes.
They're targeting people like cancer patients and multiple sclerosis sufferers and glaucoma patients. So, they're actually going after people that are, you know, sick, which
people
is even
that would,
worse.
Are trying to make themselves well,
yeah.
Not through the use of pharmaceuticals or legal drug means, but
I suspect
rather
it's the pharmaceutical companies are going after the,
how about that?
Getting their boys in the government to go after them for that very reason.
Now then, this 2009 memo was the so-called Ogden memo. It first appeared to drug law reformers as evidence that President Obama was finally dialing back the war on drugs. Remember, it was being, you know, trumpeted as a major success. And, of course, I think we were pretty skeptical here on Free Talk Live where, you know, the evidence will be if they actually stop messing with the medical marijuana distributors. And I don't know if they actually ever did stop messing with the medical marijuana distributors.
Well, in California, the funny thing is they would allow for the medical marijuana, but then they'd go, the police would go in, or the DEA would go in and raid the buildings from time to time that had it. So
just steal money.
Cart off the plants,
right.
Cart off the plants, and cart off the cash, and then leave them to continue operating if they could bounce back from it. So the DEA and U.S. Attorney's Office continued to raid and prosecute state legal grow operations in marijuana shops after the memo was first circulated, leading reformers to conclude that Obama was lying when he said that his administration would not be doing those things. The memo written by Cole and addressed to DEA Administrator Michelle Lionheart, and several members of the U.S. Attorney's Office as a severe amendment to the Ogden memo. Quote, the Department of Justice is committed to the enforcement of the Controlled Substances Act in all states. Congress has determined that marijuana is a dangerous drug and that the illegal distribution and sale of marijuana is a serious crime that provides a significant source of revenue to large-scale criminal enterprises, gangs, and cartels. As though there are criminal enterprises that are the legal, licensed marijuana growers out in California or these other places. I'm sorry, but the pot that's going into those clubs, it's not coming from south of the border.
No, it's being grown in, like, Humboldt County, California.
Right, under permitted legal operations. So they're mixing all kinds of nonsense together here in this memo, but no one should be surprised. Remember, it wasn't that long ago that they also announced that they would be going after any bureaucrats that are helping out with the distribution of medical marijuana. You remember that story?
Yep.
Where the federal government basically said, hey, look out, you states that have a medical marijuana distribution system that is state-run, we'll be coming after you next. So clearly, these people have no intention whatsoever of ratcheting down the war on drugs.
And it makes too much money for them.
I'm sorry. You know, Mark, I like this whole nullification idea, but I just don't know if it really holds any water.
Well,
don't care.
Do you think seceding is going to be in some way that the federal government's just going to let a state secede?
Yeah.
Several counties in California think that right now.
I hope that they do, but I think that the federal government is likely to just ignore a secession and pretend like...
Well, they're not going to ignore it if people stop paying taxes.
Woohoo!
And then they're liable to go in and arrest citizens.
So you think they're going to roll in tanks?
I don't think they're going to roll in tanks. Absolutely not.
Well, then what are they going to do? If a state government actually votes for secession and says, see ya, and then no longer sends any money to the federal government, no longer accepts any money from the federal government, what are they going to do?
I think that they'll probably come in and go after people, you know, high-profile people who have not paid quote-unquote, their taxes, and mm-hmm. try to cart them off to jail because they will not recognize the secession of the state. This is what happens all the time when pieces of countries decide to split off.
So then I'm glad I'm not high profile.
Now, look, I'm not somebody who advocates having any state whatsoever, but we're talking about this concept of a state seceding from the people calling themselves a state of New Hampshire, for instance, seceding from the United States. If that politically were to be feasible, and I agree with you, Mark, we're nowhere near it right now. It's only 1 in 5 Americans that actually support the idea of secession. I think that's a good starting point. It's better than 1 in 10. So 1 out of 5 supports the idea of seceding today. If you actually had the popular support for secession and it was voted for and it moved through whatever process it needed to move through, then it wouldn't be unreasonable at that point, given whatever that zeitgeist might be, to say to the county sheriff, hey, if these people come into this county and they aggress against somebody, then you put them away.
Well, the zeitgeist currently is in California that people that need medical marijuana should have it. However, the cops there are not keeping the feds out. The same argument that would be made for secession should be made for nullification in this circumstance. As far as I'm concerned, sheriffs in Los Angeles County have the right to shoot to kill any federal agents that come in there and try to attack a legitimate business, a lawful business that is operating under the law.
No, I see where you're coming from, Mark, but that's not it's not a completely anti-federal sentiment. You would have to have a total anti-federal sentiment in order to have real secession, not just a little bit of nullification here on the marijuana issue.
I'm just saying,
I'm with the Ann on this one.
I'm for secession. I'm just
good.
Saying
let's
that...
Let's move forward with that, then. 800-259-9231.
I think nullification comes first.
I haven't seen any evidence that nullification has done anything.
I haven't seen any evidence that secession's going anywhere.
Well, it is. I mean, more people are talking about it now than ever before.
People are talking about nullification.
More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hemp USA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up what you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, and those features include different ways to promote the show. You can go to promote.freetalklive.com. Great ways to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. Everything from flyers that you can print and distribute to web banners, graphics, etc. Free bumper stickers, even. You can go to promote.freetalklive.com to learn more about that. Now, of course, we will take your calls about anything. And if you want to comment on this news which really isn't that much of a shock. Coming out of Washington, D.C., where the federal government Department of Justice has sent a memo saying to the DEA, hey, you need to crack down. It's time to stop these people from medicating themselves in these different states, these 13 or 14 different states.
With the state of the economy, why in the world are they going after people that are trying to smoke pot to feel better?
You know, well, you can fine them and get hundreds of dollars out of them.
I guess. I mean, they want to go after cripples and wheelchairs and people with cancer. I suppose that that's a great way to get some money for the government, right?
I suppose. I mean, it certainly will help them, shore up their jail system.
Half of these people they're going to end up throwing in jail, and then we, the taxpayer, are going to be responsible for paying for them.
So, according to the story here over at Reason.com on their blog, they're talking about the original memo that created a little bit of confusion, the Ogden memo back in 2009, which made it sound like Obama was dialing back the war on drugs a little bit by suggesting that maybe they shouldn't be going after these legal grow operations within the medical marijuana states. But now they're saying, no, if we were unclear before, we want to make sure we're clear. It's time to crack down. We're not dialing anything back. He'll put those cancer patients in a jail cell. That'll teach them for using natural remedies as opposed to the FDA-approved drugs that we really want to get them hooked on. So back to the story here. The memo, was written again by the Department of Justice. It says here they're committed to the enforcement of the Controlled Substances Act in all states. The Ogden Memorandum provides guidance to you in deploying your resources to enforce the CSA, the Controlled Substances Act, as a part of the exercise of the broad discretion you're given to address federal criminal matters within your districts. It also says that the meaning of the Ogden memo has not changed since its writing. And then there's a very, very lengthy quote here from the memo. The Ogden memo did not make medical marijuana legal, but it clearly advised federal law enforcement agencies to go after pot shops that showed signs of being tied to organized crime. And when the author here asked the White House in 2010 of continuing to raid medical marijuana dispensaries, which it had been doing less often than under Bush, but more often than never, a senior staffer told me, quote, yes, that enforcement is focused on those incidents where federal and state law are being violated and is therefore focused largely on drug traffickers. It has not spent its limited resources on independent patients with cancer and other serious disease.
So it's going after the distribution points?
That's what they claimed. No. The claim was about the original memo was that enforcement was focused on areas where both federal and state law are being violated. But now they're saying you need to go after everybody.
I see.
So they've changed their tune. Of course, they never really stopped doing any enforcement over time. So now it's just going to be publicly known that they're going after medical marijuana people at the federal level.
I don't understand. I can't imagine why they're doing it.
The control.
It could be control. I mean, you'd think in this economy, though, that they'd be concentrating on ways to make the economy better, but they're not.
Well, that's not the DEA's job.
Yeah.
Well, we've already established...
How about we fire some DEA agents?
We've already established, though, that the state produces nothing, and it's not efficient, and that it seeks to serve itself only. I mean, I don't see any difference between what the DEA is doing as far as the marijuana and what TSA does in trying to make us safer on planes, protecting us from terrorists by having you dump out your, over 3 ounces of whatever liquid you have and removing your belt and your shoes and your jewelry and your hair clip and da 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 da.
And they've never caught a terrorist
once in the
history of the TSA.
So it's completely inefficient and it's all about control. Can we make you obedient?
The Ogden Memorandum, this is an excerpt from the federal memo. I'm not going to read the whole thing, just this excerpt. The Ogden Memorandum was never intended to shield such activities from federal enforcement action and prosecution, even where those activities purport to comply with state law. Persons who are in the business of cultivating, selling, or distributing marijuana and those who knowingly facilitate such activities are in violation of the Controlled Substances Act. Consistent with resource constraints you may exercise in your district, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, look out. We're coming to get you, you medical pot distributors. And so what are your thoughts on this? 800-259-9231. Do you think that nullification, as Mark is advocating, is the solution here, or do we need to go all the way and go to secession?
So this is the point that I'm making, is that in order to get the zeitgeist going that secession would require, you would need to take steps like nullification to get there. People have to see that they can't, that states are not being allowed to operate as they should be. This is supposed to be the government of the United States.
So what you're saying is you need to try nullification and have people see it fail?
Well, I would think that that would be the case. I mean, nullification either has to work or not work. I believe that it is legally that it can work, but I think that people need to see that it can't before secession is ever going to take hold to any level. Yes, some people are talking about it, but that doesn't mean it's going to go anywhere. People have been talking about, believe me, in the South, people have been talking about secession for 150 years. It's not going anywhere.
Well, was this the story, Michelle, that you were talking about from CBS where the 13 counties or
yes.
Yeah, 13 counties are looking to secede from California?
Yes.
That's pretty exciting, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is really just a, you know, this is the state of Jefferson. Is that right?
Is this Northern California?
Well, actually, you know, let me back up a little bit. When I was growing up on the West Coast, there's been talk for the last, you know, 30-something years about wanting to divide the North, Northern California and Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
And Governor Brown back in the late 70s, I think it was, essentially gave Southern California Northern California's water rights.
Yeah.
And that just was a huge, you know, fiasco for many different reasons, and had the farmers and still does have them in uproar and everything. So it seems, though, according to this article, that it's more in terms of counties that are kind of more all over the place as opposed to dividing the state in half.
According to the story here at losangeles.cbslocal.com, the Riverside County Supervisor Jeff Stone thinks it's time for the state of California to go south, and he's proposed that the county lead a campaign for as many as 13 Southern California counties to secede from the state, including places like San Bernardino, San Diego, etc.
So it's not Los Angeles County?
Not seeing that here. No,
that'd
I don't see that.
Funny little state.
The creation of the new state would allow officials to focus on securing borders, balancing budgets, improving schools, and creating a vibrant economy, he said. Oh, they'll solve all their problems.
This is the Republicans wanting to split off. I think that people should be able. I think that people should be able to do this. I think that the smaller the governing organization, the more responsive theoretically it should be, and that this focus that we all have on the president and the Congress really just gets us all a tither about things that are going on now. Nationally, when in fact the tyranny really rests with the local governments.
The spokesperson for the governor's office said, "Is the secessionist movement? What is this, 1860? Just laugh it off there, buddy. 1-800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times a profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at hardshoot.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time, with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.hardshoot.com. www.hardshoot.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free. Yeah, so enjoy those on us. freetalklive.com. The wiki is there with over 2,000 pages created by listeners just like you. WIKI Wiki. freetalklive.com.
Are you looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear? ManVentureOutpost.com carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com, they're family-owned and members in good standing with the Better Business Bureau. Some prices are so low they can't even be mentioned on the air. Get an additional 5% off, that should take care of shipping, with coupon code FTL. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right, let's continue with you and your thoughts. John is listening in Indiana to WXNT in Indianapolis. Hello, John. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark.
Well, howdy. How are you folks doing today?
Just great, John. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, two things. One, I wanted to tell you why I believe that the United States will never legalize drugs. And then two, I want to tell you how people who smoke pot can mitigate that circumstance. My grandfather used to grow pot, you know, he grew hemp actually back up until 37, and then during World War II, you know, he was given a license. But due to the, 1961 Single Convention on Narcotics, which was signed, if I remember, by 161 countries, it's a treaty, therefore the government is bound by that treaty over and above the Constitution, unless they would take and abrogate that at the congressional level as far as the Senate and, you know, President and all that. But how to get around it? Everybody that smokes pot has seeds, unless you happen to get Sensimilla.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is take those seeds and go out here. Pot used to grow wild all over this country, and it took forever. If you go up northern Indiana, there's still pot growing in the big ditches up there where they in between the farms and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
I've heard that.
Busted up there. Just take the good seeds, go out to all the green spots all year long. Always throw your seeds in any place that's green, in the alleys, on you know, over around the parks, any going down the roads out in the country, any place you got water, throw them along the streams. If you want to take and abrogate that and make it if where it won't matter, throw your seeds, instead of throw them in the trash, throw your seeds out and let them grow.
I think
as long as this isn't thrown on people's property, I think that's fine because it can get people in trouble, you know, if it's just growing off on their property someplace. But if you're talking about in public ways,
parks, police departments,
you know, in the
city buildings,
ditches, yeah, like in the planters, in the police department, I'm all for it.
There you go, guys. Hey, any place you can throw them out, because if it's everywhere, they're not going to bust everybody if it's everywhere.
Well, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
This is called Operation Overgrow, I believe.
I think it was Mark Emery that actually came up with that.
I don't know who came up with it, but it's a good idea. I mean,
I know that Mark Emery had promoted it at some point in the past.
Yeah.
Of course, he's in jail now for distributing seeds.
Yeah, the biggest name of that latches onto an idea always gets credit for it.
So 800-259-9231. People have done that here in Keene. They've thrown some seeds around the parks, and yeah, you can actually it's fun to watch the pot plants sprouting up in a public park. But eventually they see them and they pull them out, or they mow over them with a lawnmower or whatever. So
if there's enough of them, though, they won't be able to do anything about it. The suggestion is enough of them.
I suppose the more there are, the more of a hassle it will become for them, no doubt about it. Yeah. And you might as well. Otherwise,
well,
what else are you doing with your seeds?
If you're doing it in areas that are much more noticeable, that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
There was a video done that Woody Harrelson narrated back a while ago that I saw, and these people were being interviewed down in the Tennessee Valley. And in the South. And what was suggested was that seeds could be just basically thrown out and put in the Tennessee Valley where there is a lot of marijuana grown, and that the hemp seeds, and that within two cycles or something, the strength of the marijuana that was the cannabis that was being grown would be cut in half. And so,
because the hemp would affect the marijuana.
Exactly.
Hemp can't be smoked, people. It's illegal, but it can't. But you can smoke it, but it can't be. You won't get high from it.
Right.
Yeah. So these farmers were saying, well, if you want to, decrease the potency of the marijuana, just grow hemp right along there, alongside it, and it's going to decrease that. And so, I mean, I didn't really follow their logic. I really wasn't sure whose side of the argument they were on, but I thought I had never heard that it would cut down the potency like that.
If it crossbred with it,
yeah.
If it's pot that's grown outside, I mean, that's not the way you're going to grow your best marijuana.
Let's continue with Fred listening in Michigan. Fred, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark. Hello there.
Fred? Hey, guys.
Hey. What's that
about? Marijuana. Yeah. There used to be a guy here in Michigan who had a radio show, Mark Scott. And he was a Marine Corps veteran, but he was like us. He was just a truth hound and patriotic in terms of individual sovereignty. Okay. And he interviewed a fellow from California who had some childhood cancer that ultimately is lethal somewhere in the late teens, early 20s.
Mm.
And, of course, he discovered somehow that growing his own happy plant enabled him not only to be happy, but be free of his cancer. And what I've come to discover from some biochemist people is that the reason it's been demonized is because it is such a truly effective remedy. For
meaning that the medical establishment feels threatened by it?
Yes, absolutely. And mm-hmm. and that your dear colleague there mentioning a video, well, I saw one called Hemp and the Rule of Law. Hemp and the Rule of Law. So they show this stooge idiot drug czar, which I think, you know, all the czars should go back to Russia.
That's me.
Where they came up with this term is crazy.
It's creepy.
So this guy, Barry McGee, it is creepy. I mean, all these, what I call parasites, legalized parasites. Anyway, Barry McCaffrey is shown in this video, Hemp and the Rule of Law. It's a family. It's just a family operation out of North Carolina, Tin Roof Video that did it. So here's this guy, McCaffrey, DEA, drug czar, bantering this mantra, hemp is marijuana, over and over. And yet they show you the juxtaposed photographs and of the plant. Hemp grows huge like a spruce tree if you let it.
Yes, it's a real stalky kind of plant, right?
Yeah, but it can grow and grow and grow. It's drought resistant, insect resistant, okay, and it provides the strongest natural fiber ever discovered.
That's why they wanted it for World War II.
Yes, and the fellow who called from Indiana, I know for a fact from that Hemp and the Rule of Law video, they show Henry Ford in the, I guess, late 30s, because Ford was growing hemp here in Michigan, I guess in the Upper Peninsula. Anyway, they show a huge, like a Cadillac-sized Ford car made out of hemp plastic. And they show two NFL-sized dudes wailing away with full-size sledgehammers. And the sledgehammers are bouncing off.
Wow.
There's no chips, dents, cracks, of course.
Let's not forget that you can also make, you could power cars off of hemp oil. You can eat the stuff.
He was doing it, yes, the very same car. They went into that. Thank you. They were using the hemp oil.
That sounds really neat. Now, what's this this particular video called again?
Hemp and the Rule of Law.
Hemp and the Rule of Law
by Tin Roof Video.
Interesting. Hey, thanks for the call, Fred. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. There's still enough time for you and your thoughts. If you dial in right now, the number 800-259-9231, you may take control of the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are next.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles. How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomason Law Group carefully plan your escape. We're one of only a few remaining debt relief companies to survive massive government crackdowns. Why? Because the Thomason Law Group has proven itself, helping thousands of people like you reclaim their financial future for over 18 solid years. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices in all 50 states. Our expert credentialed staff can specifically tailor make your absolute best recovery plan. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomason Law Group now for a free no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst. 1-800-756-3744. Call now because you're tired of running. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Enough time for you and your thoughts. We dial in now. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. We invite you to our website. You can go there and enjoy the features there completely free. That's the way a good talk show website should be. So enjoy it over at freetalklive.com. You can get interactive in various different ways. And if you decide that you want to, you know, voluntarily support the show, you can do that too by becoming an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. It's a great way to get behind this program and help get Free Talk Live on more radio stations all around the country and bring more internet listeners on board as well. It's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you think the Free State Project is a good idea?
Yes, that's why I moved to New Hampshire.
Well, there's a lot of people out there that feel the same way. Some of them have moved, some haven't. And if you're frustrated with the rate at which the FSP is reaching the 20,000 mark, if so, consider this idea. A small group of liberty activists making telephone calls and petitioning in public areas for signers to the Free State Project. We've gotten dozens and dozens of signers so far, and I pay these activists for their time. So I need you to sponsor some signers. You can go now to freestatenow.com. Sponsor 1, 3, or 10 signers. Do it today, please.
I did 10. More than 10, actually.
What, previously?
Yeah.
Thank you for that. And I need somebody else to do the same. You'll get your signer. I, Mark Edge, guarantee it. freestatenow.com.
Fantastic. All right, let's continue with you and your thoughts. You can bring up what you want, and we'll talk to Kirk, I think, in New Hampshire. Kirk, did I get the name right on this? Kirk in New Hampshire on Free Talk Live?
But that's okay.
What's your name? I'm sorry.
Hi. No, Kurt.
Oh, Kurt. Okay, go ahead with your thoughts, Kurt.
I met you in Keene, actually, a couple months ago.
Great.
I lived in the area that is known as the state of Jefferson to the people who lived there for a while, and the big objection was that they were being ignored by the federal government. It wasn't some kind of liberty thing. It was, if we're our own state, then the federal government will have to pay attention to us. It was during the Great Depression, and with the war and all the buildup of military along the coast to protect against the practically non-existent threat from Japan. The roads were built, the developments were put in, the water rights were developed and stuff, and the real demand for it went away.
So the state of Jefferson, wasn't that Northern California, Southern Oregon?
Yes.
Okay. Right now, the state, the California counties that are looking to secede from California are the southern counties. So we're not talking about the same thing, but nonetheless, interesting about the state of Jefferson. So you're saying the state of Jefferson thing is dead? I've heard it's still around today. I've seen Pete Ayer from LibertyOnTour.com with a state of Jefferson hat that he's wearing.
It's not dead. It's the people who espouse it now are liberty types.
I see.
As opposed to the people who were espousing it at the time during the 30s when they wanted money.
The people in Key West, which sell the Conch Republic hats,
correct.
They're doing it as a tourist trap.
That's right, they are. And they're not doing a very good job either, from what I can tell, because they don't respond to emails. I tried contacting the Conch Republic people because I had a question for them about how they went ahead and got their passports made. Like, to whom do you go to get a passport made? Because they have their own, they purportedly have their own passports at the Conch Republic. And, you know, they're supposed to be like essentially a touristy trap kind of item, and you know, you're not supposed to use it as a real passport, etc. But it kind of looks like a passport. So I'm wondering, to you know, what manufacturer do I contact to get a realistic looking passport? I was hoping they would be able to help me with that information so we could create one for the Shire Society, but no one ever got back.
Sounds like a great idea. Somebody back in the 90s, there were some people who were trying to promote seasteading.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about making up passports of their little program, but Oceania, but it never went anywhere.
The seasteading thing is actually still out there. I didn't know it was going on back in the 90s.
Yeah, I didn't know they used that term, but there's a place called, Sealand, that is apparently some kind of...
The old military platform?
Yeah, military platform out in the North Sea, and they'll sell you, they'll make you a baron and sell you a passport.
Sealand is also marketing themselves as a nationless internet site.
Yeah,
correct. Yeah, where you can do internet hosting.
Yeah, they'll host your platform and you can say whatever you want to say, which is kind of nice.
Well, hopefully it doesn't get them invaded, because that's what governments really hate.
Hey, thanks. Appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231. We'll continue and talk to Shadow, listening in Alabama to WBHP. Hello, Shadow.
Yeah, hello there. Hey, good show tonight, guys.
Thanks, Shadow. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, I just want to say this. If y'all don't know that the Indian reservations are considered sovereign nations. Okay, we know that.
Supposedly, so, yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, anyway, each state, actually, if you remember the early parts of this country, the days and everything, each state is actually a separate country with its own government.
That's the idea.
Yeah, okay.
They don't act like it.
Well, I know, but given time, they are. But anyway, the point I'm trying to make here is the Fed thing right there. See, if any of the feds want to come in any of these states right here and cause trouble, they automatically come under state law. And I don't care what those morons out there in D.C. say, federal law does not supersede state
law.
Well,
it would require the state government people to actually act like they were in charge and, you know, stop the feds from doing anything they want. Because right now, the state government people, and thanks for the call, Shadow, I appreciate it as always, the state government people are completely subservient on most issues to the federal government.
They all want to grow up and be FBI agents.
Let's continue here with you and your thoughts. We're going to go to an unscreen call on the amplifier line. Hello there. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Nick from Illinois.
Nick, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, back on Sunday during an ad spot, Mark commented offhand about arranged marriage. He wondered out loud if there could be some benefits, such as that people who were raised from a really young age together might become very attached to each other.
Yeah, it seems like in India, they marry off like 5 and 6 year olds. It's crazy stuff.
Oh, well. I don't know about that age, but there's this thing called the Westermarck effect that happens when people are raised in close proximity to each other starting anywhere from 3 to 6 years of age. Even children who are raised together with the intent of being married together, such as in the Israeli kibbutz system, which are communes in Israel, become sexually repulsed by each other when they become of reproductive age. Mm-hmm. This is interesting because in cases where siblings or other close family members are raised apart and the Westermarck effect does not occur, something else occurs called genetic sexual attraction, which is where like, long-lost mothers and sons find each other after so many years and wind up sleeping together.
We've seen these stories. Yeah, we've talked about those things.
You did?
Well, yeah, we've never talked about that. I've never heard of this specific.
Not the terminology that you've talked about. But we've talked about stories where
moms
this
and,
has occurred. Moms and dads meeting up with long separated children and deciding, you know, the best idea here is to have sex.
Ew.
Now, what is this phenomenon called again?
What, genetic sexual attraction?
Genetic sexual attraction?
Or Westermarck effect. That's the
Western
other one.
Mark effect?
Westermarck. It's
is that a,
it's
like
named
a name?
After Mr. Wester, the guy who discovered it.
Mr. Gotcha. Wester and Mr. Mark.
How did he discover it? Was he attracted to his mom or something?
No, it's something. He's a Finnish anthropologist, Edvard Westermarck, and he wrote a book called The History of Human Marriage, 1891. He was a contemporary of Freud, and they argued back and forth on this point. Freud argued that boys, little boys, want to sleep with their mothers, and Westermarck argued instead that there was something that arose naturally to prevent it, because Freud's theory was that because boys want to sleep with their mothers, society came up with taboos against it.
Hmm.
And Westermarck said, no, there's something natural that arises to cause that instead of a societal effect.
I have two sons, and I can pretty much pinpoint the time when they stop wanting to sleep with me. And that's basically when, you know.
You're like seven?
No, closer to like ten. I mean, like, not sleep with me all the time, but like if we went on vacation, you know, there'd be the three kids and me. And so sometimes Z would sleep in one of the beds with mom. Or then the boys sleep together, you know, we'd change around. But after like age 11, I mean, it was done completely.
No. Yeah.
And they, you know, even when they hug me, they have separate, you know, from the chest down, there's no body connection there.
Nick, thanks for the call.
I don't do that with my mom at all.
Let's talk to Daryl in Texas. Daryl, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Wanted to talk about the secession. And specifically, Conk Republic.
All righty, sir, you go ahead. 30 seconds.
They seceded in 1982 due to a U.S. Customs border checkpoint along U.S. 1. They seceded and got that checkpoint removed. That's the whole purpose. But now it's become the tourist trap.
Well, I saw that, you know, on their website, they claim that people have actually used the Conk Republic passports to travel, like, in the Caribbean or wherever.
There are some people that actually use the passports, but when they actually did the secession, it was for a legitimate reason to get that U.S. border checkpoint removed off of U.S. 1.
Well, I'm glad that it's that worked out for them.
Into and out of.
Apparently, this happened in North Lido Beach in Sarasota too, and that one didn't go as well because that was a mostly nude beach and they wanted it back.
Michelle, save your notes on the Harry Potter thing. We'll come back to that next week when you're back with us at that time. And in the meantime, we'll be back online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. See you tomorrow night. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left-hand side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They will walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.